Obsessed with Owen Gray by Sarah Scoe. Narrated by Christina May. I like to stand here and observe them. I stand in this line every morning, but while everyone else is focusing on their smartphone screens, I stand up straight and look at each of them in turn. I like watching them, examining them, when they are unaware that I do it. It's like when the lights go down at the movie theater, and I turn around and look at all the faces being illuminated by the screen. The movie theater audience is always busy looking elsewhere, just like the other people in this line. Very few of them are aware that I'm watching them, that I'm imagining who they are and what they're like, that I'm constructing a personality for them while they're silently watching a movie or standing in line to get their morning coffee. It has happened a few times that moviegoers or customers in line have felt my gaze. They've turned towards me and looked into my eyes, and I've quickly looked away, either to the screen or down to the floor. On those occasions, a slight blush tends to spread across my cheeks, tiny blotches appearing on my neck. I haven't been able to keep it a secret. One double espresso, someone yells across the cafe. The barista catches my eye, and I quickly make my way toward the counter. I drink my coffee standing up, not wanting to drink it from a paper cup on my way to work. If I did, the coffee would lose some of its flavor, and I loathe the feeling of the wet edge of the cup against my lips. I let the foam settle on the surface of the espresso before I grab the small cup and bring it to my lips. I enjoy the feeling of the coffee warming my throat and how the bitter taste invigorates me. The double espresso makes my blood rush frantically around my body. Sometimes my fingers twitch, and I suddenly become aware of my own heartbeat. It feels as if I've moved closer to myself, like I'm meeting myself right there in the seconds after the espresso has left the small cup and made my temperature rise. A man in a long coat orders a cappuccino to go. The sound of his voice, with an accent that practically has him sing the order across the counter, captures my attention. I am very fond of this melodic accent, the way in which the words are being stretched and elongated. The words, and particularly the vowels, are altered slightly, giving the entire expression a round and harmonic sound. I put my cup down for a second and look towards the counter where the orders are placed. Subtly, I let my gaze seek out the man's face.